Next on Lunchtime Conversations, we meet a local entrepreneur, a small business person in the Tyrone area of West St. Petersburg. Meet Simone Durant, the owner of the Hair Dive Hair Restoration Center, a small business person, an entrepreneur with a special mission.
Yes, so I started off as a licensed cosmetologist, and I have been working with clients, you know, just maintaining their natural beauty and finding ways to do like cover-ups if they were having thinning or shedding, you know, from time to time. And I found myself really nestled in the restorative aspect of hair care. And so I've always had a focus for like healthy hair and making sure that, you know, you keep up with a healthy hair care regimen. Daughter and I both suffer from hair loss challenges, and it has been like an undertone in the heart of what I do. But post-pandemic, I found that there was just an influx of clients coming in, experiencing hair loss from COVID, hair loss from stress, you know, developing new different types of like autoimmune disorders and different things because of their stress, and hair loss was just a direct result of all of it. So that was really what led me to go into the state that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of additional training regimen is required to, you know, help out in this area?
So I did get hair loss certified. I'm a hair loss specialist. And also just continuing education within the field with different training on how to apply different forms of non-surgical hair replacement, restorative treatment techniques and solutions that you get trained with. And then moving into the medical side, there's, you know, different credentials that you have to acquire through the medical side to get, make sure that you can, like, you know, work with insurance and different things like that. But for the most part, everything is just like, you know, hands-on training, building technique on the technique, working with the companies that provide the restorative solutions and products and different things, and getting the necessary training to be able to do non-surgical hair replacement.
I guess it must be pretty rewarding work, you know, when you're able to help people.
It's absolutely some of the most rewarding work I've seen to date. And I'm a fan of Suits, and I watched like the whole episode. And when Harvey Specter always used to be like, I like, life is here and I like it here. You know, I feel the same way about the hair industry. It's like regular hair is here, but hair loss is just up there. And it gives you a different, you know, challenge and, you know, a different problem to solve. And I'm just all about finding the most underserved community and finding a way to fix their challenges. So when I have people who are like, I've been everywhere, I've tried everything, like, can you help me? And to just work with them, whether it's a restorative plan or they have permanent hair loss and you're giving them those non-surgical hair replacements, they feel like themselves again. And part of that notion is sometimes to be the best you've ever seen, you know, or maybe it's one you just haven't seen in a while. So some people come in with images of, you know, the old them that they want to establish. And other ones are like, you know, I just want a whole new look. Like, I know the old me is gone, but I still want to feel like my best self. I want my best presentation.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have an office, a salon, or what would you call this kind of location, and where is it?
A restoration center. It's localized in a salon suite facility, but I have like a private room where I do hair replacement and hair restoration.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you recently won an award of some sort for this.
I did. I went to the Atlanta Hair Loss Conference, and I was crowned the Queen of Hair Replacement. Tony Love has a business leadership program that helps you to develop your skills in your business. And what you put in is what you get out. And so every once in a while, it's not one that she gives out often, but every once in a while, she finds someone that comes through that really fits the bill. And so I fit the bill, and it was an honor. You know, it was, the spirits were high, and everyone was really congratulating me on, you know, everything that I've accomplished so far and in such a certain amount of time. Like, I'm really driven. So when I set my eyes on something, you know, I put my all into it, and things just seem to just keep working for me. So I'm eternally grateful for the process and being able to be a part of such a rewarding field.
Mm-hmm. Are you a longtime St. Petersburg person, or where did you come from?
Born and raised in St. Petersburg. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg. I went to Gulfport Elementary. I went to Boca City High School. I went to South Central. I love it here.
Yeah, well, you're one of the many notable graduates of Boca Ciega, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. That's my alma mater. I've been a sponsor for them, for their football team, over the last year or so. And I really like giving back to the community, to the school, and just showing my support.
Sure. Well, speaking of giving back, I know we wanted to talk with you about really two different connections. One this month is a focus, and then next month. This month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
How does this involve women and hair loss?
So breast cancer is one of the things, and not all treatments of breast cancer do hair loss, but the big ones do. Like, you know, chemotherapy is really, really prevalent in being an aggressive treatment towards breast cancer. And the rule of thumb is that you lose your hair. I've never seen anyone that went through chemotherapy that has not lost their hair, because it's attacking every part of the body. So with that, hair replacement and medical wigs are a solution for them to be able to live their lives as normal as possible. And so at the Hair Dive, we can create custom units that are very similar to the way they wear their hair and the way they look on a regular basis, so that they don't really have to miss a beat as far as their personal presentation. We can also customize the base of the unit so that it complements the sensitivity of their skin and things like that, so that they can wear it without having any irritation or, you know, complaints about pressure from the inner workings of the hair system. So we can take a customized approach to all hair care experiences. I've had a couple of different events that I've gone to, just teaching education. And the biggest thing with breast cancer or going through any type of malignant disease is that you have someone just saying, hey, I understand where you are. I'm here to help. And just giving them a safe space to tell their story, or just feel like, you know, hey, I'm just getting my bald head shampooed today, and, you know, detox and different things like that. So it really does play a pivotal role in the lives of men and women that are going through breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are also well known for being the Southeast Center for the Veterans and the Veterans Administration here in Tyrone portion of St. Petersburg. And I know next month, of course, Veterans Day is coming up, and you have a connection with the veterans as well.
Yes, I'm currently a vendor for the VA, so I work with their hair loss veterans as well, providing medical wigs. I also offer, aside from the benefits that they get through the VA, so I'm right in the Tyrone location, across the street from Tyrone Mall, actually. And so they can just go to www.thehairdive.com under the Veterans tab, and they'll be able to see whatever availability they would like, and it's forwarded throughout the month. So I'm really passionate about that. I just did the cancer walk, as well as the cancer walk and intimate abuse walk at the VA last week, and it's a really great turnout. Just supporting anybody who's going through a challenge is what I like to do.
Yeah, terrific. Mm-hmm. Well, again, let's talk about your location and give our listeners one more opportunity to find out how to reach you.
So I'm located in St. Petersburg, Florida. The Hair Dive, it's 6920 22nd Avenue North, Suite 120, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33710. And my phone number is 727-265-0013. Or you can go to my website and put an inquiry in, www.thehairdive.com.
Simone, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share, you know, what I do with the community.